What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
You're on at 98.5. This is Weekdays with Mike, and joining me in the studio today is Channel 9's resident psychologist, Dr. Marnie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Nice to have you in again. We've had some great conversations, haven't we?
We have.
Where do you come up with all of these, the research and all the ideas? You've got some really good topics.
Well, yeah. Well, it's studying humans, isn't it? Studying humans and reading about all the recent research that comes out. And some research, there's some academics in universities that are studying really interesting topics.
They are interesting.
We need to know about them.
We do. All the important stuff. You must read a lot, do you?
I do.
Do you read or do you... Do you like to listen or like podcast, or you are more reader?
I read a week, and then I'd listen to a book a week on Audible.
You read a book a week?
I read a book a week, usually,
wow.
Yeah, on average, or sometimes more. And I listen because I'm in my car a lot. So I probably knock off a couple of books a week, and then I read a lot of journal articles just throughout the day when things come up.
That's incredible.
I like to read.
But that's a massive learning curve, right? You must learn a lot just through reading and also listening.
Well, exactly. And, you know, being a psychologist as well and listening to hundreds and hundreds of people's stories, I probably learn the most from that, from other people, from awesome people.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
We'll get back onto the topic for today. Today we're going to be talking about how to build and boost your self-esteem. This is really good.
Yeah.
We all need to be all ears today on this one.
Well, exactly. And self-esteem is so important because it's really the springboard for achieving our goals and everything that we want in life. And unfortunately, some of us have quite low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have those traits that kind of make it low anyway, but then sometimes our environment growing up, kind of makes it quite low just because of the things that we've gone through, and it can hit our self-esteem quite hard. And then we're not confident in using all those kind of psychological qualities to achieve what we want in life. And it can, unfortunately.
Are we a bit hard on ourselves, do you think? Like, do we kind of judge ourselves and, you know, here we are evaluating ourselves?
Yeah. We're in the
too harsh?
I think a lot of us judge ourselves really harshly, give ourselves a hard time when things don't go right. Or even when we make mistakes, a lot of us really beat ourselves up. When things go wrong, and this is the thing, is that when we're on our life's journey and we're trying to, you know, achieve our dreams and get things done, we trip up now and again, don't we?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, not only do we beat ourselves up for making those mistakes or not getting things right, but we actually really take a blow to our self-esteem, and then that's hard to pick ourselves up and get back on with it. Really hard.
Yeah. Mm. When you talk about self-esteem, does that also align with self-confidence? Are they the same, or is it a difference when you talk about those?
Yeah. Confidence, I guess, is when we think about confidence, it's all about your past successes, so owning your past successes.
Okay.
Well, self-esteem is more the springboard. It's almost like your self-worth.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So we often need confidence to actualize the things we want in life.
Mm.
Yeah.
Dreaming. How important is that? Dreaming of some wonderful things?
Well, dreamings are our ideas, isn't it? Unless you're sleeping and you're having your dreams. But when we're kind of dreaming about what's next for us, that's our ideas for our future. And it takes confidence to actually put those actions in place and actually take those steps on that journey to achieve our dreams. Mm. And we need confidence. But the self-esteem is almost that foundation. And for a lot of people, it is a little bit cracked because life happens, doesn't it? Things happen to us.
Yeah.
But So a lot of, I think a lot of people with low self-esteem would actually get help from psychologists because there's things that they want to do in life, but because they don't have like a good foundation of self-esteem or the confidence to do the actions to actualize those dreams, they need a little help with that.
So if your self-esteem is low, what else can we do to increase it?
Yes, I think it would, again, you know, and I say this to you with a lot of topics, is realizing that you have low self-esteem, because so that's that self-awareness to kind of go, yeah, you know, I beat myself up a lot. I don't feel confident. I'm always giving myself a hard time. So owning that.
You do often say it, yeah.
I always say that.
Acknowledge it.
Well, it is. It's such a powerful thing, because otherwise we just sleepwalk our way through life and just keep doing the same things every day. So to kind of say, you know what, I need some work on this. And then really owning all of your qualities. So notice what you're strong in, because all of us have strengths and we all have opportunities for growth. So adopting that growth mindset and also just riding off the back of the things that you already know you're good at, because we're all good at something.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So then you can actually build it. You can build it, but also doing a wide range of things in your life, because sometimes we're not good at certain things. So don't keep beating yourself up with that. Do a wide variety of activities and things that you love, and you'll find that you'll always be good at those things.
Love it, Marnie. We are out of time once again. Another great topic, as we've been chatting about how to build and boost your self-esteem. Really appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you.
My guest in the studio today has been Channel 9's resident psychologist, Dr. Marnie. You are on 98.5.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.